Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, we know from the book of Genesis that on Saturday, God created the seventh-day Sabbath. Yet there are many that feel that day has been changed. Why?
Well, there's lots of reasons. I'd like to point out something that I read at the Banned by HWA website yesterday. It says, over the past 10 years of this blog's existence, I put together a narrative about what's happened within the Christian community in the first century. My narrative draws upon the evidence provided by scriptures, Josephus, the writings of the anti-Nicene fathers, Catholic scholars, and many biblical scholars. Like Jesus, it's important to understand the original disciples of his were observant Jews. In other words, they were accustomed to observing the Sabbath, holy days, avoiding unclean meats, etc. However, initially, the book of Acts informs us that Paul preached in synagogues around the Eastern Mediterranean in Acts 13 and 14. Eventually, there was a backlash against Paul. We read about that in the 15th chapter of Acts, and this settled the matter. Again, I'm quoting here. Within the church as a whole, there were a number of elements of the faith that became universal, practiced by both Jewish and Gentile Christians. Indeed, in this connection, both the writings of the New Testament and the people who immediately followed the apostles affirmed that Sunday was a day highly regarded by all Christians by the close of the first century.
Was Sunday really highly regarded by all Christians within 70 years after Christ's death?
No. Even though we claim to read the so-called apostolic fathers, that's not the case. The idea of the Bible in early church history points to Sunday being universally accepted instead of seventh-day Sabbath by the end of the first century is totally wrong, historically inaccurate. First, let's go to the New Testament. In Luke 4:16, it says, Jesus' custom was he went to the synagogue each day, Sabbath day, and read. And in Mark 2:27-28, Jesus said, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath. And Jesus didn't say anything about Sunday like that, nor does any of the Bible.
Well, that's a good point. What about Sabbath observance after Christ's death and the time period of the book of the Acts?
Well, even after Acts 15, for example, in Acts 17, it says, Paul, as his custom was, went to them and for three Sabbaths reasoned for them the scriptures. And in Acts 18, verse 4, we read, related to Paul, he reasoned in the synagogues every Sabbath and persuaded both Jews and Greeks. So we see that it was Jewish and Gentile Christians, as far as the Sabbath goes. And as far as Paul goes, in Acts 28, verse 17, when he got to Rome, he called for the religious leaders of the Jews, and he said, men and brethren, though I've done nothing against our people, the customs of our fathers I've delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans. Now, if Paul had switched from Saturday to Sunday, he could not have said that.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Furthermore, in 1 Corinthians 11:1, Paul said to imitate him as he imitated Jesus, and both of their customs was to keep the Sabbath. Now, there are dozens of properly translated portions of the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews. Sadly, because the King James, New King James got it wrong, a lot of people don't understand. I can read this from Roman Catholic or Protestant sources, or Eastern Orthodox sources, but let's just read Hebrews 4 from the NASB. Verse 4. He said something concerning the seventh day, and God rested on the seventh day for all his works. And again, in this passage, they shall not enter my rest. Therefore, since it remains for some to enter it, and had a good news preached to them, they failed because of disobedience. So there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For the one who has entered into this rest himself also rests from his works, as God did from his. Therefore, let us be diligent to enter that rest, so that no one will fall through following the same example of disobedience. But we don't want to disobey God. We want to believe it. And it says that's what we should do. And as far as proving that this talks about a Sabbath rest, even Origen of Alexandria of the third century, he's one of the so-called anti-Nicene fathers, he understood this was talking about the Sabbath because he wrote, But what is the feast of the Sabbath except that which the apostle speaks? There remains, therefore, a Sabbatism, that is, the observance of the Sabbath by the people of God. Let's see how the Sabbath ought to be observed by a Christian. On the Sabbath day, all worldly labors ought to be abstained from. Give yourselves up to spiritual exercises, going to church, attending to sacred readings and instruction. This is the observance of the Christian Sabbath.
Well, it seems as if Origen of Alexandria sends the entire narrative of the banned by HWA website into falsehood. Do we have any additional historical writings?
Yes. And, you know, I've read various of these apostolic fathers, and there's nothing in them that affirms that Sunday was a day highly regarded by all Christians by the close of the first century. Church historian Eusebius, he talked about Jerusalem. And he said that there were 15 bishops in succession there who received the knowledge of Christ in purity. And they continued from the days of the apostles until the siege which took place at this time, which the siege where the Jews rebelled against the Romans. And then that was the end of those bishops. Well, those bishops went until 135 AD, and they were keeping the Sabbath until the Jews lost control of Jerusalem, and that's the second century. These were not leaders who held Sunday in high esteem or did away with the Sabbath.
Well, if the Sabbath wasn't changed to Sunday by true Christians, who changed it?
Well, Eusebius pointed out about this rebellion of the Jews against Rome. They were defeated by around 135. Emperor Hadrian, Roman emperor, he was very angry with them. And basically he said you couldn't keep the Sabbath and Passover and right day, by the way, in the holy days, and live in Jerusalem. So what happened was a Latin bishop by the name of Marcus rose up. And the only way you were allowed to live in Jerusalem is if you went along with this Marcus guy. And Christians in Judea were forced to make a decision. They could either keep the Sabbath and the rest of God's holy day, like Passover on the biblical date, and go somewhere else, or they could compromise and support a religious leader, which is Marcus, who would not keep the Sabbath, but also supported Sunday, Passover, which we now call Easter Sunday.
So it was a non-Christian political leader that outlawed the Sabbath. Are there more accounts of political persecution?
Oh, yeah, there was a deal where the Romans said to the compromisers, if you would abandon your laws, pray like we do, eat the things we do, we'll support you. And so there was a split within Jerusalem. And our people said, you guys made this deal with the Romans, and because of this, we can't be related to you. And so they asked the Romans to persecute the Christians. And so our people fled. Now, other faithful, including faithful Gentiles, by the way, kept the Sabbath. There's a document called The Life of Polycarp. Polycarp was actually appointed by the apostles. And I'm going to read part of it. It says, Polycarp, on the Sabbath, when prayer had been long on bended knee, he, as was his custom, got up to read, and every eye was fixed on him. So Polycarp, we're talking here around 150 AD plus or minus, has shown that his custom was to regularly keep the Sabbath and preach on it. And even Roman Catholic scholars understand that Gentile Christians in Asia Minor still kept a church on the Sabbath.
Do we know who the first so-called Christian was that did not observe the Sabbath that God created?
Well, it could have been Simon Magus, but the one we do know was a guy by the name of Marcion, and he was the first one, and according to Tertullian, another of these apostolic fathers, who wrote in the early 3rd century, Marcion hated the Sabbath. And so you also have other people who denounced him. For example, Polycarp of Smyrna denounced him, Theophilus of Antioch, Serapion of Antioch, all Church of God leaders all denounced him. He also kept Passover on the 14th, even though Rome and Alexandria and Jerusalem stopped around 135. The first true reference to Sunday actually comes from Justin Martyr around 150 AD, and he called it the sun god called day. Okay? He mentioned Helios. And as far as people still keeping it in Antioch, a Roman Catholic cardinal said that a guy by the name of Lucian, who's a Church of God leader, had Judaism, which meant he kept the Sabbath. And this is late 3rd century. And you can go through, there's all kinds of proof that Sabbath keeping was publicly going on to in Asia Minor, by the way, to at least 364 AD. And because there was a council that declared that Christians must not Judaize on the Sabbath by resting. They wouldn't do that if people were not still keeping the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm. Was the Council of Laodicea successful in changing the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday?
Not for the faithful. Around 404 AD, the Roman Catholic saint, doctor of their church, Jerome, said that there are these people called Nazarenes. They believe in Christ, and they keep the Sabbath. So that was still going on. They're also in Armenia, in the 4th century, semi-Arians, such as Estetheus and Arius, were keeping the Sabbath. Then in Ethiopia, in the 4th century, Frumentius said, we assemble on Saturday, not because we're infected with Judaism, but to worship Jesus, the Lord of the Sabbath. Then there's also the Apostolic Constitutions that talked about it. And you keep going through this. You've got ideas that Sozomen, in the 5th century, reported the people of Constantinople and almost everywhere assemble on the Sabbath, which was a custom not observed at Rome or Alexandria because they dropped it off at an earlier time, but they don't know why. And Cyril of Jerusalem said that there were Sabbath keepers going on in the there in the 4th century. And although it was stopped, Sabbath keeping came back to Rome, and Gregory, the Pope, they call Gregory the Great, he condemned Sabbath keeping, and he called that preaching the Antichrist. So anyway, within the area of Rome, there are people still keeping the Sabbath in the early 6th, 7th century.
So is there not a single Sunday observing group that recognizes its error?
Well, they don't consider it an error, but as far as Roman Catholic scholars go, they ran a series of articles about Sabbath and Sunday. And so, I'm going to skim over some of this. This is from the late 1800s. God said to his servant, man, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. He says, no Protestant living today has ever obeyed that command. Instead, they prefer to follow an apostate church. Then you talk about Paul, reasons on every Sabbath, and you see that Sabbath is in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. So it's impossible to find in the New Testament even the slightest inference by the Savior or apostles that the Sabbath changed. Those who follow Sabbath, the Bible as their guide, the weight is on Saturday, not a substitution of Sunday. He says, I've looked at every text in the New Testament on the first day of the week and Lord's Day, and no. Says, what happens is the Catholic Church over 1,000 years before the existence of the Protestant, by virtue of her divine mission, changed the day from Saturday to Sunday. And that's what they claim. And I won't read there, but Isaiah 56 talks about that the Gentiles are going to keep the Sabbath. So anyway, and we need to continue in the Church of God to do this today. Anti-Nicene writings, Catholic writings, all show that the faithful kept Saturday, not Sunday. In the first century, that did not switch. Don't fall for claims of those who want you to believe otherwise.
You know, this topic reminds me of the time I tried to change my wedding anniversary by one tiny little day. My wife was not the least bit impressed. She acted like the day was written in stone.
Well, God wrote the Ten Commandments in stone. As it says in Acts 5:29, we ought to obey God rather than men. That's why we keep the Sabbath and not Sunday.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.